Morning. Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 and also to John 16. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 21. For no prophecy was ever made by the act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. And then in John 16 verse 7. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you no longer behold me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now, or you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine, and shall disclose it to you. Now all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine, and will disclose it to you. Amen. This is kind of my last little interlude into talking about his word through this week. Now, 2 Peter tells us, right, that the Holy Spirit is the one that wrote the scriptures, right? He spoke to men, and he revealed the scriptures. Jesus Christ himself says in John 16 that, he says, it's to your advantage that I go away because I'm going to send the Helper, and he's going to come, and he's going to speak to you, and he's going to basically disclose everything that I shared with you. And it's important for us, also 1 Corinthians chapter 2, talks about a natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit of God. And so it's important for us, when we talk about the Bible, when we talk about understanding the scriptures, and talking about being a student of God's Word, it's important that you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. That it's not just, a good idea. It's not just a good thought, that it's important. I mean, it's imperative for each one of us that we are in a living relationship with the Holy Spirit, with the author of the Word, with someone that can disclose the truth that God has for us, that can speak to us about, different places and phases in our life, and in reality, really bring the Word to life. I know personally for me, this is my own testimony, and when I started my spiritual journey, I didn't really know that much about the Holy Spirit, and I mean, I was receiving a lot of truth, right? Obviously, the Word is alive, and I was eating it, and I was growing so much. But I will have to say honestly, is until when I became acquainted with the Holy Spirit and really understood, what he was about, or trying to understand, the book really became alive. Now, I mean, I literally had a guide that was leading me, through the text and through the different things that I was studying. And I mean, it was just, it was amazing. It was as, in some ways, and I'm not saying that if you don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you won't get truth, but it's like, if I could illustration, I was reading in black and white, and next thing you know, I was reading in color. It's like going from regular TV to HDTV, right? It's unfortunately, there's not too much HDTV in Hong Kong, but it's, I mean, it's such a vast, everything's just clearer. Things are just more vivid, And in John 16, he tells us, he says that when he comes, that he will, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth, the verse 13. And he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. It's the job of the Holy Spirit to bring to mind all the things that Jesus said. Now, I know I've taught on this many times, but it bears repeating. And so in this particular passage, and in most passages in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit, right, whenever the Holy Spirit, it's the word, Greek word pneuma. Right, pneuma is actually a non-gender word, and so it can't be, it cannot be translated neither male nor female, And so, if you look at the text, actually, a better depiction of it would actually be to say it, because, you know, it is not male nor female. But the writers of the Gospels, they specifically made sure, right, that when they talked about the Holy Spirit and they used a personal pronoun, right, that they always said he. Now, that actually is not, that's not proper Greek grammar. You know, it's like, you know, someone saying, you know, instead of my name is Sam, I be Sam. Right, it's like, well, we understand it, you know, but that's not proper grammar. And so in the scriptures, when it's writing, they're actually breaking grammar because they actually have another mission that they want to express more than anything else, more than proper grammar. They want to express the Holy Spirit as a person, you know, and sometimes we lose sight of this. You know, we're familiar, okay, God is the Father, Jesus is the Son, right? And so we have no problem, you know, with those things. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit, you know, many of us, we think it's some kind of force, you know, or, you know, it's some kind of thing, or it's a power, you know, or some of these things. And we fail to recognize many times that the Holy Spirit is a person, right? He is, you know, according to our theology, he is the third person of the Trinity, you know, and what makes a person unique or makes a person is a person has personality, right? And so the Holy Spirit has a personality, you know. The Holy Spirit will come to life, you know, in a setting, a group of people that welcome him, right? This is one of these things that I've just learned from years of ministry. Whenever the Holy Spirit, wherever he is celebrated and he is welcome, he will come. You know, it's just, he's a person with a personality. And whenever he's celebrated and he's welcome, he'll always show up. You know, where he's not welcome, yeah, because he's got a personality, you know, he leaves, right? And then thus we have scriptures all over the place that talk about quenching the Holy Spirit. You know, it talks about drowning him out, you know, and all these kind of matters. Remember, the physical depiction that we have of the Spirit, right, is the wind and it's the dove. It's this gentle, you know, animal that is very easily frightened in some way. I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit is easily frightened, but what I'm saying is that very easily with our attitudes, with our judgments, with our sin, right, we can very easily move him away or push him away in that way. You know, and so again, going back to the scriptures, when it comes to the Bible, you know, it's imperative that we ask the Holy Spirit to help us. You know, that we ask him to speak to us, and we ask him to interpret the scriptures for us. You know, that we, you know, allow God, you know, we allow God the Spirit, you know, entrance and, you know, a place in our hearts and our minds that he could speak to us through the text. You know, that he can really bring to life, you know, these things that we're reading. And especially, you know, if you've ever read and had a time where you just really didn't understand what was going on, just pause, right? And ask the Spirit to come and to bring revelation to us. You know, just ask him to speak to us through the text or speak to us about how we can apply, you know, the text in our life. Now, most of us, we're doing this already without even thinking about it. You know, we've already... You know, we're already asking God, you know, to do these kind of things. But what I'm saying is let's take it another level and really commune with the Spirit of God, this person of the Holy Spirit, you know, and ask him to really bring this truth into our lives. You know, it says he will come, the Spirit of truth. He will guide you into all the truth. And he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will disclose to you what is to come. Right? He's going to share, right, what Jesus had in mind through the text. He's going to share with what the Father was thinking, right, when he spoke to the man to write these particular words in these particular orders with these particular phrases, you know, and in this particular time, which speaks to our particular time, right? And so, you know, we can see how complex this can become, but we have a teacher and a guide that's with us, right? And he'll speak to us through the text if we allow him to, and if we walk in a relationship with him. You know, I think that in many ways, this is kind of an element that's really missing in the modern church. You know, and it's us having a real vibrant relationship with the Holy Spirit. You know, and we fail to recognize that He is the third person of the Trinity. You know, and a lot of times we treat Him like some second-class citizen. You know, and I just don't understand that, how that works. You know, but in churches all over the world, you know, in our church as well sometimes, right? We treat Him like a second-class citizen, but He is part of the Trinity, the third person of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. You know, there's a unity, a oneness there, you know, operating in different functions. And so it's important that we really give ourselves to the Lord in this way. All right, so let's close our eyes. You know, and we share this a lot at SP. You know, but there's a growing debate about who has the Holy Spirit. When do you have the Holy Spirit? Is there baptism of the Holy Spirit? Is there a second blessing? I think those are bad questions. I think the better question is, does the Holy Spirit have you? Are we submitted to the Holy Spirit? Have we given ourselves to the Holy Spirit? Are we surrendered to the Spirit of Christ? You know, and I've also heard some people say, well, if we're so focused on the Holy Spirit, then we're not focused on Jesus. That is one of the dumbest things I ever heard. In that same way, would it mean that if we say, I love you, God, that we're not loving Christ? That's so stupid. Of course not. When we're exalting God, we're exalting Christ. When we're exalting the Spirit, we're exalting Christ. It's all in the same. How dare we dichotomize and separate what cannot be separated? If you ever hear that again, just tell them they're stupid. Well, not actually, they're stupid, but what they said was stupid. I don't want to get into fights with people. And so as Chelsea leads us in a song of worship, let's come before the Lord and let's really analyze our relationship with the Spirit of God. Do we have a living, vibrant relationship with the Holy Spirit? A person. Are we in some ways quenching the Spirit in our lives, causing Him to flee? Let's just meditate on that.
This is my prayer in the desert, and all that within me feels dry. This is my prayer in my hunger and need. My God is the God who provides. This is my prayer in the fire, in weakness or trial or pain. There is a faith proved of more worth than gold. So refine me, dear Lord, through the flame. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and He is here. This is my prayer in the battle, when triumph is still on its way. I am a conqueror and whole here with Christ, so firm on His promise I'll stand. I will bring praise, no way. seed I received, I will sow.
Let's pray this morning for some of the needs in our community. Let's continue to pray for Etta and her family. Let's pray for Soyeon's dad, who's having surgery this morning. Let's pray for the doctors to have skill and really be able to remove that tumor cleanly. Let's pray for Marsha's sister's sister-in-law, who's pregnant and with a tumor. Let's pray for James's sister and Yuli's dad as he's recovering from the stroke. Let's lift up all these people to the Lord and ask for God's hand to be upon them and to comfort them and to really draw strength into their lives. Let's pray. Let's continue to pray for the families in Hong Kong that were affected by the incident in Manila. Let's ask God's peace and comfort to come over each of these families. Let's pray for the families affected in the Philippines as well. Let's pray. You know, one thing I've been praying for a bit more these days is let's pray that there won't be a backlash against Filipinos here in Hong Kong, and that the enemy would not take this opportunity to really bring ugly racism and other things into our city. And so let's ask God to really protect and really guide the international churches here in Hong Kong. Put our resources together, and there's an ad going on the SCMP. I don't know when it's coming out, maybe today or tomorrow, and so you can look for it. And it's just a prayer over Hong Kong, and let's really pray that God would restore and do something significant through this horrible incident. What the enemy had planned for evil, that God would turn it to good in some way. And so just cover, and especially just the families that are mourning right now. Let's pray for our retreat coming up, and let's ask God to bless and have His hand upon us. We went yesterday and finalized a lot of the plans, and so let's pray for our speaker, Dan Snead, and the Lord to really bless him and just give him words for us as a community and individually. And let's just cover, you know, people's schedules, and let there be a real excitement of people that want to come out and, you know, to grow closer to the Lord and also to grow closer to each other. And so just lift up our retreat. Let's pray for our SP move and our building search and our building fund. There's an opportunity that's maybe coming up. It's going to be decided within the month. And so we need to really pray, this next month hard and ask God to open the door supernaturally and that we'd find an interim solution. Let's just really seek the Lord on behalf of the church and for the space and whatnot and all the finances to come together. Let's just lift this up before the Lord. Let's lift this weekend to the Lord and all of our services and our gatherings. Let's pray starting with Saturday with our basketball guys and pray that we'd have a good time of fellowship and be no injuries. And a lot of the young guys, new guys at church, really feel connected to the body during this time. Let's pray for premarital counseling that's going on in the afternoon. Pray that all the couples, the five couples, that God would just really draw them to each other and to Him. Let's pray for intercessory prayer, that God would just continue to bless our intercessors and that they would just pray with passion and with urgency on the matters that God puts on their heart. Let's pray for the youth group and ask the Lord to bless P-Nate and the staff and the kids as they train them to live righteously and in relation with God. Let's pray for the river. Ask the Lord to just really be with us in our time of worship, that He would show up, that the Spirit would be celebrated and welcome, and He would come and touch hearts. Let's pray for our Sunday services, two services. Let's pray for Noah's Ark. Let's pray for the greet and eat and a time for our newcomers. And then in the evening, let's pray for our house church leaders meeting as we get ready to wrap up this or open up this new season, and pray for the leaders and the staff, and ask God to really put all the logistics together and the people would come together, and we just have incredible times of fellowship and worship before the Lord. So let's just lift up this weekend and ask for God's hand to be with us. Thank you. Father, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives today. We thank you for what you will do throughout this weekend. God, we just give to you all of our pressing needs, God, and our concerns, our thoughts, our love, and our worship. Lord, watch over this great city that we live in, God, and especially over the families, God, that have been affected by this tragedy. And we just pray that the shalom of God, Lord, would speak, Lord God, and go clearly, Lord, through all the hearts, Lord. Just continue to be with this church and other churches here in Hong Kong, God, and Lord, draw us to you, and Lord God, let the word of God be preached powerfully, God, in every pulpit, Father God, across this great land. Lord, draw us, Father God, and we thank you, Lord. We commit this weekend, this day to you. Lord, come and be glorified in it, God. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend, all right? And we'll see you guys over the weekend.